I haven't personally had him on air, but right now we do, and that's Gary Portelli. Gary, congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate.
What about it? We're 5 or 6 days later. Have you come back down?
Mate, there's business as usual the next day in this game, and I honestly haven't had a chance to really savour the moment, to tell you the truth. It's been lots of phone calls and fantastic people just ringing, texting and congratulating us, and just haven't had a chance to really take it all in, to tell you the truth. I'm looking forward to a point where we've got a couple of days of
nothing
and just really take it all in.
Understand. And news coming out late yesterday afternoon that the owners, Derby, have bought a slot in the Everest through Yulong Investments. So the long-term aim is that race.
Yeah, that's the next goal, mate. My Everest was the Golden Slipper, I thought, and here we go. We're back up the mountain again.
and where is she now? Is she straight into the paddock?
Yeah, she's out there today, actually. I kept her at home for as long as I could, and lucky enough we did, because we had a couple of big storms in the afternoons, and I'd hate to have been her out in the paddock early in the campaign going out with storms and lightning and whatever, so it worked out good. We kept her here, and she's gone today, and she'll be out, and we'll work out when we need her back, and she'll resume in the Moyer, I think, at this point. That's the race I've targeted, 29th of September, then 14th she goes second up into the big one.
Okay. All right. The Everest now, a slot there for the owners, Derby Racing and the big team through Yulong Investment. More on that over the next few months. Rebel Dane tonight. We've just been talking to Wayne about Star Turn. Looks to be a race with pace, obviously, over the 1200. You were looking at the TJ Smith first up here, but this tells me, I think, or am I overselling it, that this horse is going really well?
Yeah, look, I think it's probably a case of he's come up quickly. He's come up and he's in great order. And he's just got such a good record around the valley. He's raced against the best sprinters in our country. And I reckon when you say that, you're talking about some of the best sprinters in the world around the valley. And he's probably been a bit unlucky in a couple of occasions there not to have won a couple more Group 1s around the valley. So,
yeah.
If the race is run to suit, he's always a chance. And where at Randwick, it could be a big field. It could, you've got the best of the best. Chautauqua turning up there now. Should be just that next level of Group 1 horse, So I'm hoping that we've pulled the right rein and we have a bit of luck tonight.
Okay. And off everything that he's done at home, he's obviously, as you mentioned, he's come to hand quick, but he's just done everything right for a first up strong performance. You can just see him, like he's done there at the Valley, just squeezing through late, can't you?
That's what I'm looking for, mate, for sure. We're certainly not a horse you can make a like long run on at the Valley. Just keep sort of creeping up behind, hopefully following the right horses, and then to get the right split at the top of the straight and get an unimpeded run through. Hopefully the leaders are gone hard and they start to get tired at some point, and we'll see the Rebel Dane colours flashing through late, and it'll be a great way to see him at his last preparation, knock over another Group 1.
Now, just on that, so what is the plan with him?
Look, at this stage, it's when you get to this age, you're taking him one step at a time. But more than likely, he'll go to Brisbane.
Yep.
Head to Brisbane, and we'll head to probably the BTC Cup, do him a 10,000 in the Stradbroke, and more than likely he'll be going to a stud, and that's the deal's almost done. I can't say who it is yet, but once that deal's done, you'll be the first to know, Andrew.
Okay, well, I'll anxiously await that, and we'll see what happens.
So you're not leaving me alone now. No, I text every 5 minutes.
Well, that means you're going all right. Hey, just on that, I bet you I'm not the first, because I reckon the stud will get it out first, mate.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'll leave it to the stud. So, but I mean, I won't hit you because who it is. But no, there's going to be a good stud that's looking at him, and I'm sure they'll do a great job with him. And yeah, just a thrill to see this old fella, racing so
back again.
So well with himself. Apparently, I haven't got down there flying down today, but his strapper said he let everyone know that he's turned up down there. He's put on a bit of a show, he's a very proud horse, and to say it's just an incredible ride with this horse. He's taken us to Hong Kong and, just incredible bunch of owners as well. We've become friends over the years, and we're having an open day on Sunday morning for the Laurel Lake boys, and hopefully he'll be back by then, and we can have a big cheer as he walks up the driveway.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good luck, mate. Safe travels down to Melbourne. Hope he runs really well tonight.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Portelli there. Rebel Dane tonight in the William Reid.